I have many interests, and the bad thing was that I didn't really manage to commit to anything. And if you want results, like in any area of life really, you need to commit to something for some time to see results. And this was the first thing that I think played a big part in me achieving this success in these last 3 months. Hey there! If you want to get into UX design, freelancing, or into any creative field, really, then you've come to the right place. I'm Sophia, nice to meet you, and in this podcast I share my own journey to becoming a UX freelancer. I share everything as I go through it, so you can learn from my mistakes and be inspired to keep going no matter what, because it will take a lot of hard work, but remember, we're in this together and we can grow much faster if we help each other out and learn from one another. I put out an episode every single Tuesday, and you can join the conversation on Instagram via the polls and the questions that I put out there. And now let's get into this week's episode. Today we are talking about how I more than doubled my freelance income in the last 3 months, opposed to the last 2 years, where I earned like an average of 600 euros monthly. And in these 3 months, I'm counting the April also, because I already have some work that I'm going to certainly do. And these 3 months, February, March and April, are probably going to be around 1500 average, I think. This month I hit the 2k mark, which was like, I didn't expect to do it so soon. And yeah, I'm going to talk about what did I do differently in these 3 months, because I spent 2 years like in a plateau. I couldn't increase my income, and it was just, I felt really stagnated, and in these 3 months it just skyrocketed. And a lot of you guys showed interest in knowing what I did to achieve this, what I did differently than what I was doing. And I'm going to try to make it straight to the point as much as I can, because I have a lot of topics that I feel played a part in it, and I can't really be sure which ones were the most important. But one thing that really started this increase was just stopping and reflecting on where I was at, where I wanted to be, and delineating a strategy and a plan to get there. Because until now I've been kind of winging it, and I didn't really know what I wanted to focus on. Because the reason I became a freelancer was to have freedom, but you don't really have to be a freelancer to have freedom and to be able to travel and have more free time and work whenever you want. You can do a lot of things. You can do affiliate marketing, you can sell digital products, you can even teach English or another language online. You can do a lot of different stuff, really. And if you are still undecided about what you want to do, if you want to really do freelancing, or if you want to do something else, then there are a lot of content and a lot of also courses that can put you in the right direction. And I actually did one in the beginning of this journey when COVID started and I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I did the Travel Before Settle course. That is really about the many, many ways that you can earn online income and have that freedom. And that was really good to get started and to know all of the possibilities. But then I didn't know where to start, because I had too many interests. And like, not too many, it's not a bad thing. I have many interests. And the bad thing was that I didn't really manage to commit to anything. And if you want results, like in any area of life really, you need to commit to something for some time to see results. And this is something that I struggle with a lot, and in every area of my life. And this was the first thing that I think played a big part in me achieving this success in these last 3 months, or like this beginning of success, because I'm not still earning anywhere close where I want to be, but it's a very, very good start, and I feel like I'm finally not stagnated. I'm finally progressing. So the first thing was that was focusing on something. So I stopped. I defined a strategy, and the strategy is going to be different for everyone. In my case, I made that step of moving out of my parents' house in September because I needed that push to stop treating freelancing as a hobby and all of the other stuff that I was trying to get an online income. I need to stop treating it as a hobby and have something that pushed me to really start earning a living with it. And that was moving out and having expenses to pay. And in January, I was beginning to see my savings decrease. And I knew I had to have a strategy in place to be able to keep this sustainable. And I created one where I would slowly stop depending on my savings, and I will start not having to go get money there, and then start actually saving money to replenish those. And it was just like around May that I had to really stop depending on it, but I already started, so that's amazing. And after I defined after I defined those goals, those financial goals, I started thinking, how am I going to get there? And I started thinking in the mid to long run. So I didn't have to make a good income in January. I just had to create all the groundwork that would allow me to have a good income in March, April, May, whatever. So that was the first thing that I did, was stopping, defining goals, defining a strategy, a plan, and detach from the need to have short-term results, so that I didn't have to take clients that didn't pay well, clients that I didn't want to work with, so that I focused really on the plan and what would get me where I wanted to go. And the first thing was, as I said, focusing on one specific offer and also in one specific thing. So first I decided that I needed to focus specifically on freelancing. I also started doing this podcast, but it's not something that takes like a huge amount of my time. So, and it's something that I really enjoy and that I need to feed my brain that has a lot of interests and has this need to do different stuff, or it just gets bored. So this podcast filled that gap. And then I focused solely on freelancing. And because before I was like, oh, now I want to do affiliate marketing. Now I want to sell a course. And I just kept going around and around and going on different directions and never committing to something. So that's the first thing. And then focusing on one specific offer. Because I know, guys, we that have many interests, I think we are called multipotential people, something like that. We all hate, like we fucking hate that people tell us you need to pick a niche to be successful online. It's the thing that I hate the most, but it was also the thing that I had to learn to allow myself to do that at first. It doesn't mean that I need to keep on this niche forever or even throughout this year. But to start, it's really important that you focus on something. And for me to be saying this, me that like a year ago had a project on Instagram where my whole point was to tell people that they didn't need to pick a specific niche, that they were allowed to be themselves and to try all these many different things. That girl is saying this to you now. You need to focus to get started. And I did. I audited my portfolio to see what I was strongest at. And I also thought about what could make more of a difference in a business so that I could charge more and sell it more easily. And also what gave me possibility of offering other services later. So this was me laying the groundwork so that I could then expand my services so I wouldn't be stuck with that specific service that I was focusing on at the start. And that's why I chose brand design. Because when you design a brand, so a logo, colors, and all the brand identity, and I'm also now starting to learn strategy because I got really inspired with the Mike Lawson podcast. If you are interested in brand strategy, or if you are looking for a way to increase your freelance design income, then go listen to that podcast. It's the one before this, because it's super, super useful and super inspiring. Anyway, I chose brand identity design because after all the brand design work. Clients usually need a website, or they need branding materials, marketing collateral. Maybe they need some animation for their YouTube videos, I don't know, but usually those clients need something else. So I thought this was a good way to have that assurance that in the future I will be able to offer different services to them. But for now, I will focus on brand identity design. Even though I'm learning UX and I really enjoy it more than brand identity, but I don't really have much experience and not much portfolio. So the brand identity service was really more easy for me to get into it. And also, if I sell brand identity to someone, then they might need UX design. So that was my thought process. And then the second thing was, how was I going to sell my services? So how was I going to advertise them? And here, focusing is also really important. To start, I decided to focus on one marketing channel alone. So I would really thrive in that channel. If you want to be on LinkedIn, on Reddit, on Instagram, on Upwork, on Facebook communities, on other communities, send cold emails, like, you're not going to be able to do it all. So, or at least you're not going to be able to do it all well and with consistency. So I would advise you, if you are stuck like I was, focus on one thing, on one marketing channel, until that works, or until you are like really 100% sure that it isn't going to work for you. And you need to try for, you need to commit to it for some months to be able to say, okay, this is not going to work for me. And also try different approaches to it. So I needed something that will give me return quickly, like not in 6 months and not in a year, but that would give me a good return in like 3 to 4 months maximum. So I chose Upwork because I already had the top rated badge there. I already had some very good reviews there. The only thing that I didn't have was brand design reviews. So I used Upwork to get those more simple and basic jobs to help me pay the bills. And also some hourly contracts with some recurrent clients that mostly it was like agencies or someone that needed recurrent, like really small graphic design work. I had those, but I didn't have brand design services. So strategy and plan, again, how am I going to get them? And like not in January, not now. How am I going to get high paying clients in some months? What am I going to do? So what I needed was one, brand design reviews, and two, portfolio projects that really reflected the kind of clients and projects that I wanted to get. So I had like 3 brand design work on my portfolio, but some of them were really old. And even though I think they have quality, it didn't really reflect my skills now and my thought process now. So I kind of reframed those, but still I wanted to get fresh work there and work that really aligned with what I wanted to offer. So I handpicked my first clients and offered them a discounted price. So I didn't just get whatever brand design work came to my feed. I didn't apply to every single one of them. I applied to the ones that I thought would look really, really good on my portfolio and that I had a feeling that the clients will be really fun to work with. Because that's the only reason why giving a discounted rate would make up for the work that I was going to have. It was if a project was really, really good and brought really good value to my portfolio, and if also the client would be fun and if it will be a good experience to work with them. So I did that. And then the last thing, which is kind of a big topic, but it was the biggest thing that I think made me have this success in the last 3 months. It was, I had a huge mindset shift. Like the biggest thing for you to succeed as a freelancer or as a business owner in general is the mindset. It's what's in your mind, what's inside. It's not the tactics that you do. It's not the strategy. It's the ability to execute on that strategy. So I decided, mostly because I was seeing my savings decrease and I had like a real need for it, but also because I felt I was really stagnated and I needed to do something, I became much more disciplined. And now that I'm like reaching the first part of my goal, I'm kind of slacking off a little bit more, and I'm trying to fight that. But at that time, I became like really, really, really disciplined, and I adopted a like no excuses policy. When I was starting to get those first projects on Upwork, I sent video proposals, because I saw this on a course on Skillshare by Chris the Freelancer on how to get clients on Upwork. And it's kind of a note course, but it still really applies to what's going on nowadays. I think I actually talked about it in the second episode, in the episode about how to get freelance clients. So you can go check that out. He said he sent like video proposals. And because almost anyone is doing that, because almost anyone makes that effort, almost anyone is willing to do that kind of work for a single proposal, he always got really surprised messages from the clients. Even if he didn't get the job, they were really surprised that he made an effort to record a video for them. So I did that, and I sent like, and I'm not exaggerating, guys, I'm telling you like the completely hard truth, I sent like 10 video proposals a day for 1 week straight, and I just didn't keep sending them because I got that first project that would look really good on my portfolio, so I wanted to focus on that and see if I needed to do any more discounted work or not. So I stopped sending for a while, and then I decided, no, I need to get more work. So I have more projects in, more brand design related projects in my portfolio, so I started sending again, like 10 videos per day for 1 or 2 weeks straight. And I didn't take weekends off on this. I sent really 10 videos a day, including Saturdays and Sundays, because a lot of clients check up work on the weekends. And I knew that because I know what being an entrepreneur is like. You can be like really busy during the week, and then on the weekend is when you have time to do those small little stuff of checking messages and checking Upwork and checking email and all of that. So yeah, that was the biggest thing, was the mindset shift. And I, like I said, I started viewing my freelancing as a business, and I did that since September, but only in January I started really applying that in what I did. So to get this first project, I paid for the Upwork Plus membership, so I would better know how to use my connects, because you are able to see what are the offers in the project, like the price range. So you can know if you are going, imagine if it's a client that has a really low budget, then you know that he's going to go for the price. So you can know if you have a chance to get that client or not, even though that's not the kind of client that I want to work with right now. But at the time, that was on the table if it was a really good project. And also it gives you free connects, like a lot of free connects. So I had a lot of them, and I didn't have to be like saving them. I could just send 10 proposals a day and not be worried about that. And what I also did, and it's kind of related to this all related to the mindset really, I started thinking abundance instead of scarcity. So I stopped counting cents when it was like, oh, should I order takeout, because I didn't really do everything I needed to do today, I don't really have time to cook and to do this stuff, should I order takeout, oh, but it's expensive. No, I started counting cents. I did what I felt like I needed to do, and because I made the math to how much my savings would last, and so I stopped feeling guilty about using them, because I knew I can use this much and it will last me this much, and until then I'm going to earn enough so I don't have to do this anymore. And I did that in like a worst case scenario plan, so I didn't have surprises. And the thing that also did a really, really major difference, and I talked about it in the previous podcast, was starting to pay myself a salary in the beginning of the month. So instead of being like working and I get the money from the client and that money is for me to spend now. No, in January I did that shift, and that's also why in January I lived almost all with my savings, because I was doing that. It was that month of transition. I started using the money that I got in January, for instance, to pay myself a salary for February. So I had much less stress because I knew for that month I had that money, I could spend that money. I don't have to like be rushing work to get money to live that month. That made a big difference, and it's also a part of seeing freelancing as a business. I built this spreadsheet where I would take my income, my expenses, and then the taxes and all of that, and I made all that math so I could know what I would pay myself. And I did that, and then I took out from savings what I had to, so I could have that buffer to like order food when I felt I needed to, and like buy healthy food at the supermarket and not being like really saving every cent and then I was eating shit. And also to have fun with friends once in a while, because that's necessary for a good mental health. Like I did not close myself at home for 2-3 months straight, almost, but it was not like that. I tried to at least once per week have that fun time with friends. That decreased my stress a lot and allowed me to really focus on my strategy without having the temptation to give in to lower paying clients or to projects that I really had no interest in and that did not contribute to my goals. This way I was able to just focus, okay, I have this safety plan, I know what to expect, you know, and I can focus on my strategy. That was also a thing that made a big difference. And then another thing that I feel like I need to mention, because I'm always talking about following the strategy, but I do not mean follow the strategy like really rigidly. I also was flexible for opportunities, and that's what led me to having my biggest client yet. So to explain this to you, I'm going to give you like an overview of how all of these topics and strategies that I talked about actually played out in these 3 months. So as I said, in January, I started defining my strategy, my offer, researching, optimizing all my profiles and my website to match that offer. I made it really specific, so I really committed to it, which, as I talked about, was something that I struggled a lot with. Then I started sending those proposals on Upwork, like 10 a day, and also got some hourly work and some like small work to fill in the free time. And so I would earn a little bit of money. And the main achievement I had in January was getting that first brand design project on Upwork. And it was really cheap, guys. The client budget was $100, I think, for a logo. And I offered $180 for a brand identity. Like, it was free. But the project was so amazing. And despite the fact, the only thing that the client had that I'm not looking for was... it was a startup that was not funded yet. So that's why they had such a low budget. They preferred to spend the budget, the big budget, on the website, on the development. But besides that point, the whole concept of the startup and the people that were behind it, it was amazing. That's why I offered that price, because I really wanted to work with them. And it's my favorite project on my portfolio now. So... then February, before I finished that project was going on, I decided I needed more projects. So I got two more, this time for around $300. So it was still very, very, very discounted. But I decided these are the only two that I'm going to do for that price, just to get those brand design reviews on Upwork and to get the portfolio work. One of them I didn't really like, but it wasn't that, it didn't take that much work. So it... okay. And one of them gave me like my best review ever. And now we are working on the marketing collateral and he's already paying me like full price. And he actually also sent me extra money because he felt like he was scamming me on the first logo project. But before I finished those, I finished that first one that I got at the amazing value of €5 per hour. But it ended up being a really good project on my portfolio. And 1 week after that, something like that, I had an invite on Upwork for a recurrent project for a startup in the Netherlands. And I booked a meeting with them and I almost didn't show up because it didn't align with my strategy. My strategy was not getting like recurrent work. I wanted to get brand design work and brand design reviews and starting increasing my prices there. But I ended up showing. Let's see what this is. And this project Well, this is the funniest client I have to work with. It's like the most chill person ever. I have a really good time on the calls, and this project was half my income in March. So I almost missed a really, really big opportunity just because I was like really focused on my strategy. But this proves that you have to be open to opportunities, because sometimes you achieve goals the way a way that you didn't expect. So yeah, just being open to the opportunities. And now just to finish the timeline, in March I finished those two brand design projects, and then I got a brand identity design for a really cool project for $600. So it's not what I want to be charging yet, but this time I'm not really losing money, you know. It's a decent value. And it's like almost what I was getting average per month on the last 2 years. So really big progress. And yeah, I'm having continuous work for some of those clients that I enjoyed working with. And I have enough income assured for April, at least for covering my expenses. So what I'm going to do in April is it's similar to what I did in January. I'm going to stop for a week and align on what I want to offer and what are the steps going forward, so I can keep increasing this and keep getting better. I already have an idea, because working with this recurrent client of the Netherlands, I realized that a really common thing that people ask me is to create templates so that they don't depend on freelance designers to change like a name on a business card, or to change a title on a social media post that I want to reuse. So I think I'm going to create something, an offer around these reusable design templates, and how people won't need me for like forever. I will deliver an initial work, and then they will be independent and have autonomy to create their own designs. I think that's a really cool thing that I didn't really see much people offering that, at least not designers. So yeah, I'm going to think about that one and figure out that strategy in April. So let's summarize all this, because I talked about a lot of different stuff here. So the main things that made the difference in these 3 months was first stopping and defining goals and a strategy to get there, and thinking midterm and long term, and not what is going to give me money this month. Second biggest thing, creating a stress-free environment so that you don't have the temptation to accept work that is not going to pay off. Also being flexible and open to opportunities, having an abundance mindset, having a focused niche at the start, but with a strategy behind it if you want to then expand, and focusing on one thing, on one income source, and on one marketing channel, on one offer to start, and commit to that so that can bring you some results. And the last thing, no fucking excuses, please. Like, you need to do the work. It's not going to come overnight. You need to commit, do the boring work, send the proposals 10, 20, 30 a day. If you can send more than I did, then even better. You have a better chance of getting something. And I say proposals if you use Upwork, but if you use social media, then it's creating content consistently, interacting with people consistently. Like, stop with these excuses and focus on one thing, commit to that, and be consistent. That is the biggest thing. And also, I think I have to point out that everyone is different, and what worked for me may not work for you. So figure out a strategy that works for you and that is aligned with your goals and with your values and with your strengths right now. Because I chose Upwork because I was already strong there. If you are strong in LinkedIn or in Instagram, if you have an audience there, then that is the easiest way for you to start. If you have a big network of people that you know, if you have a lot of big events in your city, then that's a really good opportunity too. It's just figuring out what works for you and committing, really committing to that. Yeah, I think that is the main thing that I want you to take from this podcast. And I shared a lot of numbers in here because I feel people are really afraid of sharing numbers. I don't know why, but because you guys are from a lot of different countries, I'm going to give you, I should have done this in the beginning of the episode, but I'm going to give you like a a point of comparison, so you know what these numbers mean to me here. So the 600 euros that I earn averagely for the last 2 years, like now they are less than the minimum wage. At the time when I started freelancing, it was more or less the minimum wage, but then you don't have all the subsidies and the paid vacations and all that, so it was less. And then like the average income here, it's like 1300, 1400, something like that. I think that's it. Yeah, so just so you have a point of comparison to what that means to me, even though it doesn't mean really anything now, because now I work with a lot of foreigner clients from the US and the Netherlands, so that shouldn't matter now, but it mattered at the beginning. So yeah, this is a wrap. I feel like this was maybe a little bit all over the place, but I hope you could get some value out of this, and feel free to share this with someone that is interested in freelancing and it's also in a really stagnated phase. And if you want to be able to choose which topic I talk about next, then go to my Instagram and I put polls there to know what you guys want me to talk about. Gosh. I'm going to stop doing the Spotify polls because most of you told me that you don't even listen to this on Spotify, so it doesn't make any sense. Very few people vote on them, so I'm going to start doing them on Instagram. So yeah, that's all for today. Talk next week.